laughing at me. Unajua kuna tu guilty conscience tu inakuja tu, no punching you, boxing you all around, yeah. So the stuff ilikuwa ina happen at the time. So niko tu hapa locked, thinking and thinking. Sometimes I used to write. That was the only, you know, mode of escape for a time. Na jot down everything una feel.
Okay. That is a snippet of Mysteries Our Hangers Unspoken Story. Yeah, you heard that right. That's his name, Mysteries Our Hangers. So artistic, so poetic. I love it. Anyway, that is coming right up in a bit. But if you're new here, welcome to a new episode. Welcome to a new episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 84. Yep. Road to 100 episodes, 16 more to go. I can see we're almost there, guys. We are almost there. Anyway, guys, welcome to a new episode. This episode is another Unspoken Story episode. And I know it's coming a bit late because it's on Friday. I'm recording this on Friday. Please forgive me, guys. I have a reason. I can explain. Actually, I lost my voice. You remember the last episode, how I was telling you guys how I lost my voice, but it came back. Okay, now I lost my voice for real, like for 2 days, 3 days, yeah, 3 days. I lost it on Monday. So for 3 days, today's Friday. Yeah, for 3 days, I did not have my voice. Like, I couldn't even record. I was like speaking, welcome to a new episode. I couldn't sing as a voice. I couldn't. I lost my voice. So I've been drinking lots of hot lemon water mixed with honey so that my voice could come back, so that I could record this episode, yeah. So I just realized my voice is my power, my income. Because if I can't have my voice, I can't work. Yo, that's crazy. But yeah, I lost my voice. So pardon me. This episode is dropping late. I know people are asking me like, hey, this is how we now had to upload the episode. Eh, guys, come slow. I had to upload the episode. Like, what's up? And then I had to explain about that I had lost my voice. Yeah. So, you know me, I got to show up. So, thank God my voice is back. So this episode is coming to you on Friday, which is weird. But yeah, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Remember to rate this podcast. If you love this podcast, remember to rate it wherever you're listening to. If it's Spotify, if it's on AfriPods, wherever you're listening to, remember to rate the podcast and recommend it to your friend. And remember to also hit the notification so that you don't miss an episode. Episodes come every Wednesday and Friday. And I'm thinking of putting episodes, like starting 3 episodes a week, because I'm getting a lot of people submitting their unspoken stories, and I feel like I don't want to like stay with these episodes for long, like to have a bulk episodes without putting them, like, you know, a good story is like, I don't know if it's only me, but I think like a good story is good when it's uploaded on time, like when it's before. I don't want, like, I feel like when I like imagine like me shooting a story like 2 months ago and then uploading it, like, I like having an episode which I shot 2 months ago and having to upload it like, I don't know, in 3 months time because of the backlog. So I don't know, I'm gonna think about it. I don't know, I'm not promising, so don't come for me, but I'm gonna think about it. It's an idea I just had. But anyway, guys, keep submitting application for What's Your Unspoken Story. Check out my Instagram, you're gonna get it there, the link to submit if you wanna be part of this series, this awesome series. Anyway, guys, thank you for all the congratulatory messages that are still coming in. They're still coming in for my award. Yo, I see them and I'm so happy and I'm super excited and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. Anyway, let's get, oh, by the way, before that, check out my YouTube. The full vlog for the awards is up on YouTube, and that vlog is long, it's like 1 hour, and I like it, guys. It's so nice. So make sure you guys support me on YouTube. Like, I'm really like pushing YouTube, you guys. So support me on YouTube, check out the vlog, like, comment, share, subscribe if you haven't. And okay, so Chinese Young Gaming, because me, I'm my upstar. Anyway, I hope have a listen to Mysteries Our Hangers Unspoken Story.
Hello, Nejani wase. Minaitua Miss Tari Zawahenga. That's my stage name. I'm a poet and an event planner, a writer. So I have three events on my name. One, inaitua 402, which is acronym maybe, for April 2nd, commemoration of Garissa University attacks, took place last year on April 2nd. Then I had Rhythms of Namlolwe, a concert that was held at Dunga Hill Camp. And there is Men in Spaces. So these are mainly platform that are used to tell the stories of men. Yeah, real name, Eddie Otieno Okolo, born and bred in Kisumu, Ukundo home. So I've been invited to this podcast to tell my story. Where to start? Born in 1995, I'll be 29 in October 24th. So, well, you know, I've had quite a story. Quite a story indeed. So, I lost my mom in 2003. How old was I then? I was like 8 years then, yeah. So, mtoto mdogo sana. And I got adopted by my auntie, raised by my auntie with her children. Nilikuwa mtoto solo. I was an only child, but when I got adopted by my auntie, I became a part of the family. So, mama wote wake nikaita my sisters. And a brother, two sisters, one brother. Went to school in Shaurimoyo Primary. I guess I passed, went to St. Joseph's School, Rapogi. So when I was in Form 2, I developed a condition. There's an eye condition I developed. Ilikuwa naitwa keratoconus. So that's mainly a disease of the cornea. It affects the cornea. You know, the cornea is like the mirror of the eye. And when the mirror is fractured, we could try to reflect light in a qua all over. So that's what happened. So I was in a difficult situation from Form 2. Ilikuwa imefika point yenye siezi ataona, siezi ona ata blackboard vizuri, and I'm sitting in front of the class. It really affected me to a great extent, and nilisafa sana. So nili keep up Form 3, and your EOPIA ina get worse as the years go. Form 4, it got worse and worse and worse. So after Form 4, penye nilikuwa nimemaliza high school, it got to a point where I had to seek a solution, yeah? It had to seek a solution, or else nilikuwa naambiwa in less than a year, I would have lost my sight. Yeah, so that's when I was admitted at Lion's Eye Hospital, Loresho in Nairobi. That was the only hospital in inge offer corneal transplant in Kenya then. Sijui kama zingine saizi zinaweza offer, but yeah, that was then, that was that. So nilifanyiwa surgery and corneal transplant, and here I am. So my unpoken story is very interesting. Yeah? So despite finishing Form 4, I never went to university until now, despite having the grade for university. Condition, maybe because of fans, I don't know. Ili happen to sikuwa attend campo. But the thing I was born with, mimi likuwa ule mse, you know, I used to love reading a lot. So by the time I'm like 20, while others were campo, I was, you know, reading philosophy, psychology, lots and lots of stuff. Used to read like hell. So like a sort of compensation, pile bitterness, like, where will my life go to now that I'm not going to camp? So where will my life go to? So not joy, pain. I had to overcompensate. I used to read like hell. That was the only hobby. I didn't kakuwa antisocial. By then, nilikuwa nishaanza kuwa artist. Nilikuwa na perform spoken word. I used to love poetry. Not used to. I still love poetry a lot. Yeah, so nilikuwa napenda poetry sana, and then nikaanza kuperform at the time, the first poetry platform ilikuwa at Alliance Francaise. There's a place called Alliance Francaise hapa in Kisumu. But then some years later, ilirudi kafungwa. So yeah, nikaanza kuperform hapo with a group of people called the Talent Industry Limited. Yeah, so hapo ilitwa the Who's and the Who's in Kisumu that you know currently, kina MC Steel, Apesi, kulikuwa na, you know, the CBK band, kulikuwa na Jumadi, Akoth Jumadi. Back then she was still in Kisumu, she used to sing hapo hivo. At one point tulikuwa na kino Kelo Max. People, the Who's and the Who's, the talent. Every Friday tulikuwa tuna kitu ilikuwa naitwa Poetic Hour. So we used to gather under certain mango tree hapo on the open air and perform, unajua. And that's how it all set in the love for art. Yeah, so after some time, the platform ilisha, I don't know why it stopped, but watu kanza kuseek alternative careers. And those who are good at singing started going to studios. Those who are poets, walianza kunini, went a separate ways. And so it started. So mi pia nikona njia yangu hapa hivi. And so after the platform really break, and I'm still young, I'm like 22 by then. Na uko confused hapa hivi. Ulikuwa, kuna ile delusion, ulikuwa nayo like, my God. Sasa, I thought this was a good career path for me. And now in my break, there's no education background. So what's my next step? Najua. At the same time, uko home. Niko home kwa auntie pale. Hakuna kitu stressful kama kukua place yenye. You don't know a next step. You don't know what's there. Okay, nobody knows what's tomorrow is all about or anything, but hakuna sasa ile yenye, no hope at all. Ujui the next step unaenda kutake whatsoever. Napata. So niko stuck living in my aunt's house. Yeah, age is catching up, uko worried. Like, uko worried manze, hauna job hapo hivyo. Yeah, the only place ulikuwa na perform then, ndio imefungwa, you're effed up. Big time. Hey, so yeah, kuna point yenye yo, I got severely depressed now. For almost a year, I took a break from a lot of things, yani. So just, you know, lock yourself up. Utoke kwa nyumba. Juu kitoka kwa nyumba, unadhani tu, wase. Kuna tu ile kifeeling ya, ama wase wana nijua, wana niangalia in a certain way. Mtu anaweza kuwa anacheka hata nyuma yako, kwa guilty, like, these people are probably laughing at me. Najua, kuna tu guilty conscience tu inakuja tu. No, punching you, boxing you all around, yeah? So, the stuff ilikuwa ina happen at the time. So, niko tu hapa, locked. Thinking and thinking. Sometimes I used to write. That was the only, you know, mode of escape for a time. Na jot down everything, una feel, whatever is going through your mind. And then after a year break, I went back to performing. I but some group of artists walikuwa na perform, walikuwa na platform hapo ilikuwa inaitwa, there was a poetry after lunch event ilikuwa ina happen every Thursday at Goan in Kisumu, Milimani. So hapo pia nikaanza ku perform. I met a new group of people. Unajua, na catch up na try ku kuwasha ile light yenye ilikuwa imedim. You try to bring the light back. Yeah, but it's never the same, especially when age is catching up and your only consolation or your only glimmer of hope ni art. And my God, art inaweza kudepress kwa hii city yetu. Art is really, 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 really depressing. So that was me. Okay, so yeah, so you're back. You're trying to ground yourself, to make yourself a career. And then I had this, I don't know, a sort of a gift maybe. I'm so good with a pen. I could write and write. So at the time there was a rising band, like when it was, you know, the CBK, the Creative Band Kenya. And so at the time, kuna song nilikuwa nimeandika, there was a sort of cultural festival ilikuwa na happen, tukambiwa, hey, you people are going to divide yourself into groups, you know, write something about the culture of Kisumu. Because kulikuwa na your time, nani alikuwa who invited the governor, who was invited at the time, so we were asked to do stuff. So I remember writing a very, very, very good song. Your song ilikuwa inaitwa Zero at the time, yeah? And then we performed with a guy called Alan. And then people are like, oh my God, that song is good. So yeah, the manager of Talent Industry, which is the umbrella I was in, Akani Approach, Nambia, hey, we were thinking about kuchukua hii song ku record. And CBK band, creative band, ilikuwa na watu watatu then. I won't mention them, but you probably know them. So they took my song, wakaenda Nairobi ku record in a very good studio. Made a video of it. Song ilikuwa inakuwa launched, The Trend. Napata. So The Trend, that's the day song ilikuwa inakuwa launched. Najua niko hyped, nishambia wase, ni aje. Tune in, man, kuna song nimeandika, and some guys are gonna launch the song today, The Trend. Nimegather wase, my friends, we are all excited. Interview naanza. So one of them anaulizwa, hey, so how did you come up with the idea of the song? Najua, I watch kwa TV. And then these guys go ahead and say, we came with the idea of the song. One day we were walking home, then the idea. Nimerushwa Rosafi in front of the world, in front of the nation. Yani. Like everyone when alikuwa around alijua I wrote the song. I wasn't given any credit. I wasn't mentioned anywhere. As I imagine, a young guy, 22, shafanywa hivyo already, yeah? Industry, backstabbing. And that's the last day I ever wrote any song for anyone. Because it was like a banner, man. I can't allow people to leech off me in this manner. So the song is on YouTube. Nazaitafuta. Inaitwa Siro, Siro, by the CBK's Creative Band of Kenya. Iko huko. So, yeah. So yeah, that's one of my unspoken stories. That's one of them, right? I think. What are my story told me? From my own story. If you want anything as bad as you want to breathe, then you can get it. Yeah, anything. Any limitations to my mind, because the journey took to model myself to who I think I am. No, it just took effort and perseverance to any design. Una die, una die kufanya stuff, yani, against all odds. So that's what my tourist story has taught me. Yeah. You're welcome.
Where can you find your music?
Which you do your art? All right. Niko na YouTube page. So there's one. Inaitwa Mistari Zawahenga. That's my personal. And then we have another one called Pamojani Arts. Yenye imekuwa ni an umbrella for sometimes we do events na tuna bring various artists kufanya to make that event a success. So when it's a joint artist thing, tuna upload kwa YouTube page inaitwa Pamojani Arts for any of our events. So tukona hapo na Phil, there's a guy called Phil Ibsen. He's also part and founder of the Pamojani Arts. While my own staff, zangu tu utapata kuwa Mistari Zawahenga on YouTube. Yeah, so same name, Facebook, and on Instagram. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
your story. You're welcome, and thanks for hosting me.
Usani, hey, respect to all the artists out there, man, because you're being an artist, being a creative, ain't easy, man. Ain't easy. Actually, I actually like resonate so much to Wahenga's story. Like, it's crazy. Like, I just see, like when he was narrating this story to me, I was like, I just see myself in his story, because I've been a creative in Kisumu, yo. And yo, it's exactly how he said that. Art, chasing art, being an artist can depress you in that town. And it's not even a lie, and it's not even an exaggeration. Being an artist in Kisumu, okay, I'm saying that from my perspective. I don't know about other places, but being an artist in Kisumu, being a creative in that town, like, it's not a bad thing, but it can really depress you, because you're like, you're pushing yourself, you're doing all the right things, you're consistent, like, you're pushing, but to IGP, man, say high GP, and then you feel like, man, what am I doing wrong? And then you can even fall into depression, man. It's real. Like, I think the last episode I was talking to you guys how I started this podcast when I was in Kisumu, when I was in Maseno, and then how I was looking for brands to sponsor my events, and then the people I was pitching to didn't even have an idea what a podcast is. So it was so depressing. Like, why am I even doing this if my target audience doesn't even know what the heck a podcast is? So how they even gonna support me if they don't know what the heck I'm doing? So it was so depressing, and honestly, it's very true. I relate so much to what Wahenga said. Being an artist in Kisumu, yo, we need to have a masterclass on that, because it ain't easy. It can depress you. And honestly, shout out to Wahenga, Mr. Iza Wahenga, for just the courage of speaking up and telling a story. I'm proud of you, and shout out to you. Na wasali kugonga ngoma. Ntawakuta. Yo, yani, someone is pushing their art, and then you're not giving someone credit. Like, no. I hate such people. I hate, if there's something I hate in this life, people take advantage of people and pretenders. Hey, those are the two things that I hate in this life. People take advantage of people and pretenders, hypocrites, people who pretend. Staki watukao karibu na mimi. Please come back. So that was so sad. That was so bad. So yeah, sometimes, I realized through Wahenga's unspoken stories that, man, they say, there's this quote that says, the dream is free, but the hustle. The dream is free. Yeah, the dream is free, but the hustle, you have to work for, like, the hustle doesn't come free. The dream is free, but the hustle doesn't come free. Something like that. Like, chasing your dreams. You have big dreams. Okay, yes, you have big dreams. Thank you. But chasing your dreams are hard. And then chasing your dreams can mess you up sometimes. You heard from Wahenga's story, man. Like, he was like, hey, he was a spoken word artist. I just relate to his story so much, because I have been there in Kisumu. I joined poetry, bro. Yeah, I joined poetry. I used to go to poetry events. There's a time I've ever told you guys I was a dancer. I was a serious dancer, you guys. I was even in a crucial to LA dance crew, man. Yeah, in Maseno. I was a dancer. I was a serious dancer. In fact, I used to call myself a professional dancer, because we used to, like, our crew used to be hired, used to dance at campus events. Yo, it was serious. I've been a dancer. In fact, I think I started from acting. I've been a dancer. I've acted. I've been an actor. I used to act theater. In fact, that was my first love for art was theater. Theater was my first love. I fell in love with theater, I think, when I was in primary. Yeah, I think I acted first when I was in primary. So yeah, like, I've done all these things. I've done all, like, almost not all, of course. I've done a few forms of art, which, like, yo, because I think that time is, like, you're finding yourself. Like, yo, you guys, being an artist, being a creative ain't easy, especially being a creative from Kisumu, not around this capital city where it's easy, like, to put your art, where there are, like, events, where people understand what art is. That it's way better. But back in Kisumu, back at home, nowadays people understand, but not everybody. Especially me, when I was even me having to explain to my dad what a podcast is. Hey, it was a struggle. My dad was like, Sasa, you need radio, like, me broadcast. Hey, yo, it wasn't easy. So yeah, so you know what, chasing your dreams can mess you up sometimes, and it's okay. It does. It's okay. That's why I say it's a journey, and that's when you make it and you look back. That's the time when you make it and you look back and say, yeah, it was all worth it. It was all worth it. But it's allowed. It can mess you up sometimes. But I think that is the beauty of the journey. I think I said this a few episodes ago, how what you become, like the most important part, I mean, the sweetest part about chasing your dreams is what you become, what they make you become. Because that process of it messing you up, that process, the ups and downs, that's what builds you. That's what like crafts you. That's what makes you who you are. That's what makes you who you are. So it's normal if you're chasing something and then if you're messed up, you feel like, ugh, this thing ain't working. Why am I even doing this? So it's normal. We all go through that. You're not the only one, actually. You are not the only one. I have gone through that. I'm sure every artist, every creative out there has gone through that. So do not, even for a second, like feel like if like you're the one who's like you're doing something wrong, or yeah, like you're not even lucky or something. So you just push. Just push. What can I tell you, Manze? Just push. Just push and like do your best. Give it your best. Give it your best. Give it your best. And another thing I've learned from Wahenga's story, like he said, if you want anything as bad as you want it, get it. Get it. If you want anything as bad as you want it, go and get it. And I'm sure one thing I'm sure about in this life, you can't chase something with all the grit, with all the consistency in the world and not get it. You can't. You must get it. You must achieve that dream. That is like, come and beat me. Come and imedanganya. I am ready. Like, but it's true. I've said what I say. That's true. If you chase something, if you want something as bad and you go ahead and say me, I want this thing and I'm going to get it, you are going to get it. Be sure about that. Be sure about that. So you, the only limit is you. You can only limit yourself. No one can limit you. So if you want something as bad as you want it, go ahead and get it, because it's on the other side just waiting for you. I usually say your dreams are the wanakuchungulia, wanacheza na wewe, this game hide and seek. Your dreams are playing hide and seek with you. Like they're looking like on a, you have to chase them. See, hide and seek inakonga unatafuta mse. You're looking for someone, until you get them. Yeah. Until you get them. Yeah. So your dreams are like playing hide and seek with you. Like, like they're just looking at you there and they're like, okay, is this person coming to get me? Like, are you really chasing me? Like, are you coming to get me? So yeah, if you want something as bad as you want it, go ahead and get it, the way Wahenga said. Anyway, hope you've learned something from Wahenga's story, because I have, and I've related so much to his story. Like, oh, this is why I started this series, man. Like, listening to this story, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. It all makes sense right now, because these are the things I was experiencing like 2 years ago when I was back chasing these things, doing this podcast and everything. Like, these are the same things I went through. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Basically, one of the lessons for this unspoken story also, you're not alone. You're not alone. Like, everything happens to everybody. Like, you're not alone in this world. You are not alone. And you're not unique to not achieve your dreams. You are as good as others. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much, because you know me, guys. Mudomo naona sauti ilipotea. Juu mimi naongea. Mudomo nilipewa. Sauti yangu naona. Ili. Sauti ilipotea for 3 days. Ndio hata ninyamazeko kidogo. Anyway, guys, I hope you learned something from Wahenga's story, and I hope it has inspired you to go ahead and get those things, that thing, get that thing that you want so bad. Go ahead and get it. Okay, I'm gonna see you guys. I'm gonna have to love you and leave you now, and I'm gonna see you guys on Sunday. Yes, on Sunday. Promise you. Sauti itapotea, hope itapotea sana. Nime promise after episode. Afunga mdomo. Anyway, guys, bye. Adios. I'm gonna see you on Sunday. Be safe and go hard. Go and get that thing that she wants so bad. Okay? Adios.